Today we have an opportunity to begin looking at a group that's hoping to become part of the Anglican Network stream. It's an Anglican Health Network initiative, and the Reverend Paul Hawley, the Anglican UN representative in Geneva, is here to talk about that. Paul, welcome to you. I wonder if you could help me just to understand some of the background. Where does this initiative around establishing a health network come from?
Sure. Well, we've had an Anglican UN representation in Geneva for the last 4 or 5 years, and our work began to focus on HIV/AIDS, as we recognized that many of our provinces were exploring the opportunities to fund some of their HIV/AIDS work. In Geneva, there are donor and strategic agencies that are looking to support faith-based initiatives. In the process of trying to make those connections, we recognize that some of our opportunities were limited by our lack of collaboration within the communion. So we began to explore the wider context of health in order to begin to hope to gain access to resources.
So does HIV/AIDS still play the dominant role in terms of your work?
It's certainly going to be a significant area of interest in the health network. There's a coordinator in the Council for Anglican Provinces in Africa, CAPA, who has been working very hard in recent years throughout African provinces, developing resources for working with HIV/AIDS. So we're trying to continue that work whilst adding a further layer of health assistance. There are many hospitals and clinics run by our provinces that also need assistance in other areas of their work, as well as HIV/AIDS.
Would this health network then be primarily a lobby group to try to push governments? Is it one that's more centered on physically supplying things to hospitals? Where does the sort of the mandate take the group?
There are two areas of focus for us. That development side, which picks up the work from HIV/AIDS and extends it and draws in resources and technical assistance for our hospitals, but also throughout the communion, whether in the developed world or the developing world, there's a continued awareness that the interplay between faith and health is a very creative one, whether it be from the point of view of the medical profession, people who access it, they seem to articulate a greater interest in a holistic approach. And the practice of faith healing in churches indicates that there's a continued desire to seek the grace of God and a greater experience of wholeness. We want to have that conversation too, and find ways in which we can encourage both practitioners of health and of faith can come together in a more creative way.
How do you see them coming together? Is this largely through email groupings and things? Do you see potential conferences? How do you see that ultimately happening?
Communion-wide, clearly there's a role for the web. And in recent times, many people have adopted listservs and other practical, technical opportunities to talk with one another, communicate. We had a conference back in January in Houston, gathering mostly people from the Episcopal hospital scene and others as well to talk about common interests. That was the start, really, of a more formalized approach to developing this health network, and clearly, perhaps more on a national basis than an international one, there will be opportunities for people to gather together and talk through some of their common concerns. The web may enable those common concerns to be expressed more widely, and there clearly will be synergies in due course.
Can you say a little bit more about that gathering in Houston? It was who attended it, how broad-based was it, and what were some of the most important matters that you dealt with?
It's the diocese in Texas that organized and hosted this conference in the St. Luke's Episcopal Health System Conference Center, which is part of an enormous spread of hospitals that belong to the Episcopal Health System. So it was a revelation to many of us to see the scale upon which Episcopalians in that city are involved. Other hospitals were represented from the US, and people came together really to explore whether there were common areas of interest, whether there were things that they could do jointly, perhaps in purchasing, in very practical ways in many senses, but exploring as well whether there was a greater significance to the fact that these were faith-based hospitals, whether there was added value to that. So that exploratory meeting generated the momentum and enthusiasm for a much wider conversation throughout the communion.
I wonder, too, if you might just take a moment and talk a little more about the relationship between faith and gospel and healing. We know that it's a center part of the gospel, but we seem at times to have extremes, either the kind of television healing kind of matter, down to the kind of the local chaplain sitting beside the bed of a patient praying. And can you just expand on your thinking behind healing faith in the Gospels?
Maybe I can share some experience.
That would be great.
My previous ministry was in an urban area in Manchester, in the UK. There had been a hospital right next to the church, which had been supported by the church throughout its existence from Victorian times. Rector and curates would patrol and support patients, and staff would come and celebrate matins every morning before shifts. Eventually, that hospital had to close, and something in that community fell apart. There was a very strong bond between church, community, and hospital. When I arrived, there was a proposal to establish something new, something that would generate a wider impact on the community. So we talked about the notion of a healthy living centre. So in partnership with the health authority and with the local government, we opened this healthy living centre to try and generate a greater sense of well-being amongst our local parishioners. I think that was a creative interplay between the spirituality that emerged from the church with some of the practical classes and some of the activities that were organized by the Healthy Living Center, sponsored by, in effect, the authorities. So I see an interplay there between faith and health. In my current ministry, which is in Switzerland, I offer anointing with oil. And I recognize that even in that very developed health system in Switzerland, people still don't find all they need from the health profession, and they come for that extra sense of God's care and blessing upon them. Incorporated into the health system in Switzerland, I would say, in comparison with others that I've experienced, is a greater interest in complementary therapies. I can see the borders shifting, and the church has an opportunity to offer something into the wider healthcare system in a way that perhaps it hasn't been accepted in recent times.
Is that closer to this concept of holistic ministry and holistic health?
Clearly it is, yes. In my experience in Manchester, my sense of ministry overflowed into the community, whether they were churchgoers or not. And that consisted very much of an appeal not just to the health and the well-being of the community, but other areas related to the regeneration of the economy of that parish too.
I'm thinking of an individual member of a parish, or perhaps a parish, that increasingly is taking an interest in health and healing. Are there ways that they can take a step forward in terms of the health network, how that's being set up? Are there provincial contacts? Are there things that they can do other than going to the website?
At this stage, it's very early days. We are going to plan some practical steps forward when we meet again in June. But my hope is that, as well as accessing the web-based resources and communication tools, people will have an opportunity to talk within a national context so that they can have that interplay at a personal level.
Paul, thank you so much. We know that the healing ministry is really critical and fundamental as part of our faith journeys, and it sounds like the work that you're heading off to do in terms of working with the network is a very valuable resource for the church. Thank you.